fine. So we did Kedushay Shtar, now Kedushay Biyah. So Vim Kedush with Biyah, Omer La Reat Mekudeshet Li, Reat Mekudeshet Li, V'chol Kayotze, Bazet. Oh, Hareat Li Lisha, Bivi'ila Zu, Umityachet Ima, Bifnei Edim, Uboala. It's important to note right off the bat that at some level, Kedushay Biyah is the paradigmatic Kedushin. Right, for obvious reasons. Right, meaning if you remember the Rambam, we saw the Tshuva Rambam. The Rambam might think that Kedusha Kesev is Derabbanan. He might not. He tells you that he would have said that Kedusha Shtar was Derabbanan if he hadn't had to contend with the fact that the Gemara compares it to Gittin and makes Gzera Shafa. But he never had a Havamina that Kedusha Bia was Derabbanan. Right, so point one, and the reason, so point one is obviously he held that way. So, second reason, as you said correctly, is that the Rambam says, listen, at some level, the most definitional part of marriage is physical intimacy. That's the only thing that existed in historical marriage, right? It's just that, oh, then we added all the formality to it. On the other hand, it is a chiddush, right? So on the one hand, it's the most paradigmatic. On the other hand, it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because this is kiddush and not nisuin, right? Meaning, fundamentally, what was Nisuin was Bia. Right? But now, as the Rambam has it, we basically superimpose that in order to do Nisuin, you need Kiddushin first. This, right, a couple who had Kiddushin Bia would still not be allowed to be together a second time until Nisuin, right? Meaning this isn't Bia as living together. That's really Nisuin. Kiddushin Bia is using the act of Nisuin as kiddushin, right? So if you take this, so like right, the Lamdanim famously say that there's two aspects to the kiddushin. There's the kinyan part and there's the, you know, relationship part. The Rav Gosman actually has three different, like the different parts, like the monetary part, like the legal part, and the, you know, relationship part, or something like that. You have to look back at his exact formulation, where kesef and maybe shtar or more kinyan part, but the physical relationship, like the reality, the metziut of being married, is represented by bia. But the fact that you can do that as the kinyan is actually the chiddush. And the fact that it's being used here as the kinyan is clear from the fact that it needs amira, right? That it needs amira just like the others, right? Hare, at, you know. Now, on the one hand, that makes it is a kinyan. On the other hand, you might just say that, right, that it's dafka because it's the most ancient form, right? And that people are, you know, physically intimate for other reasons. That's why you need to articulate that this bia is a formal kinyan. Because maybe, you know, without the amira, it would not have been obvious. You would have said, this is an attempt at at Nisuin, at just, you know, just being together, you know. Right. Now, I just told you. Rav Gosman had said that the three inyanei of Kiddushin are Kenyan, Asher Lao Kulei Alma, and Miuchedet Muzenet Labaila. Right? The Kenyan, that she's forbidden on the world, and she's Miuchedet. Now, also note, right, that not necessarily, right? Meaning, because it's us and everyone else, and that she's permitted, right, to her husband, right? That she's, right, that their relationship is now defined in that way, right? And, right, so again, he sees, you know, the chiddush for him is that, right, now, you know, at first glance, you would say they're all different, but as you, right, in his piece, he dafka goes through if that's, you know, if that's really true, or do they end up overlapping? Okay. Right, now the Netziv has this formulation that this is the very definition. He says, "Davar barur u muskal rishon." It's like a muskal rishon. It's a first, like a prima facie, that's the, in English, right? The mashmot ki yikach isha ish isha hu lamad mesayim hakatuv uva'ala. That is the definition. Right now, why is that important? So he says, "Mizel lamanu zeh prati knuya lo kamo shivcha lavoda v'lo yoter." And he goes on, right, in terms of the right of the right the definition of marriage. He says, "The bishum debar lechazal she'ein lebal shum zchum natar beishto yoter minyane ishut." Etc. Right, and he says the kinyan isha li ish biinyane ishut. Right, and he goes on about this that right all the Gemara when it negates the havamina that a woman has that a man has you know rights over his wife monetarily like as a shivcha. It's because it's uve Allah. The definition is right is right. It's a different type of relationship. It's an intimacy. It's not that. So now what do you have to do? So he says bila zum mityachet ima bifne idem and they have yichud ubo Allah. And so again, the Eidot is obviously not of the intimacy itself. It's on the, it's on the Yichud. V'amekadesh b'via, daito gmar b'ya. And someone who does have Kiddushe b'ya, his dad is on the gmar b'ya. Right? So even though for the purpose of a riot, right, when it, what is considered intercourse for the purpose of a riot, hara, right? Which is penetration, right? The beginning of it. The Gemara has a dion in Yavamot, exactly what we're doing in the Shikara Aver, but in the end, it's penetration of the corona, basically. But when it comes to Kiddushin, it's Gemar Bia. Now, why? He tells you, right? It's not that Gemar Bia, it's not the definition of Bia as Gemar Bia. He tells you very explicitly, is that Mistama Daito Gemar Bia, right? That it's about Dat. Right, that bia halachically is called, right, even penetration, but by kiddushin it doesn't work because that's not what he had in mind, right? That only when the, yeah, exactly, right. Now this is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud. The Gemara says ibayalu tchilat bia kona sof bia kona my nafkamina. And what's the nafkamina? So of course the Gemara gets a fancy nafkamina on sha'araba upashtad to keep the kiddushin me'acher. This is you know a crazy case, but she. Right, there's penetration, and then she is makabel kiddushin from someone else before gmar bia. Upashtu sham shekala bol daitu gmar bia. So the Gemara says she's married to the second guy, not the first one. Bekad Rabbeinu mistama daitu gmar bia nirshet gavin ledad balalo. When it comes to daitu gmar bia, heichad the amar lagdis lo bevias stam. Avon perish v'amar b'tchila bia avim gudeshet b'tchila bia kan v'cheiniker. Now what's the nafkamina between saying that he's defining bia or he's defining dat? Yeah, exactly. So Magi Mishnah says, and this is based on the Bahag, that if she actually he actually said to her, "I want to be mikadesh you behara," then it would work. Yeah, I mean it's the simple shot. Yeah. Now the Lacha Mishnah asks on this. V'kashet lo hotzach ba'alachot lo markeinel l'tares kushet atosvot v'perek habal yivimto minignet ba'ara kana v'chol ba'al da'ita gmar bia. He's dealing with the stira because the Gemara in Yivamot says that the kinyan comes from ha'ara, and here it says gmar bia. L'kach tiras ba'alachot the shiny hotam diparish from tchilat bia l'kine. Right, so the ba'alachot says, yeah, well, when you say tchilat bia, it's saying that is that counts as bia. It's just not normal dot. But the Riv says, no, there's a difference between Yisuin and Kiddushin. Kiddushin requires Gemara Bia, and Yisuin doesn't. Why? Because Yisuin comes after Kiddushin. So once you're already married, so now to consummate it, you need less, right? The Iker Kinyan needs the more intense act. But once you're married, Rabbeinu Zal, it like the Rif Berakas series, God of Avala Raza Achashigash Misharba Kana, God of Avra Magazash could that Allah, but again, Lamas Rabbeinu Zal Shnei, and the Lechemish is a problem because the Rambam Paskins like the Rif later. Right? So there's two questions. Right? There's two sugya. The Gemara in Yivamot says the Kenyan is at Ha'ara, right? Is at penetration.
And the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yod says that it's at Gemara Bia. So the Baal Halachot says the definition of Bia is Ha'ara'a. The dot, the Stam dot is Gemara Bia. If you know otherwise, then you can be Kona. The Rifid said Kiddushin requires a more complete act of Bia. But once you've already had Kiddushin, Yisuin doesn't. Lech Mishnah says that's great. Those are two plausible answers to Astira. Why both? Presumably just because you already have Kiddushin. Right? Meaning it's easier to finish something that's already started. Right? You're just... Correct. Right? That's what the Rif says. Because once you have Kiddushin, then you're just advancing the marriage that already exists. They're already married. The Kiddushin, they're married. They're just not... It doesn't have to be the case. But the Lech Mishnah's right problem, it doesn't have to be the case. They're dealing with a stira, right? And that's how he deals with it. I mean, look, it's not crazy. You could have said the opposite. You should have a Kiddushin needs a formal thing, and living together requires something more intense. You could have said that. But I assume he's saying, look, it's often easier to complete something that's already been started. Now, the problem the Lech Mishnah has is, why do you need both answers? So he says, well, maybe really the Rif, the Rambam holds like the Rif. So why does he say that if you have kavana to be mekadesh with less, that it works? He says maybe that which is obvious, because the Gemara's language is daita a Gemara bia, right? Maybe it's not a stira, right? Maybe what drove the Baal Halachot, or what could drive you to such a sugya, is not that is not a stira. It's just the language.
Once it leaves it to the
das. Yeah, now he says, right? He said there is a little bit of a problem because there's the gzer shaveh, that we learn the possibility of kinyan from a gzer shaveh. According to the Rif, you'll have to say that that gzer shaveh is going on Yisuin and not Kiddushin, which is surprising because it's kicha.
Well, Kiddushin is kinyan.
Where, right, and Yisuin isn't, Chuppa isn't. What? That's already, I don't know. Now, that which I said, that Yisuin is the paradigm, so it's not just me, the Rambam says it explicitly, but not here, the Perish Mishnayot, he says, V'ein kiddushin yoter mivu'arim me'ela. Right, there is nothing clearer than this. The zehu shenit baresh b'tarash nemar uva'eleha uva'ala. Bivia tasit b'ulad baal. That through bia they become married. Elishem akadosh bivia o belishi duchin mukdamin. But, and this is the derabanan, which is that if you have bia, bia kiddushin without other kiddushin, mi derabanan yezlan lakoda malko derabanan. Shol yitpakru b'nei adam. Right, the Gemara forbids it. Rav forbids it because it is hefker. Right, people are hefker. It's like, that's not how you do things. Yeah. So you wouldn't be married. Unless you were a Sukkumbo Dominion, which I don't think we did yet. Yeah. So we don't always say that, right? We say that sometimes, but not always, because we know that people... Right. And this is a big halachic question. When do we say it? When do we not say it? Right? When do we say that ain't the most that bilato bilat doesn't know it? Right? And when do we not say that? Rabinovich here says, yeah, the whole reason that you need Amira here is because of the fact that it's possible to have bilat know it. And he says, but as I just said, that's why you have to look at the Rambam in Gerushin Yotet, Yod Yotet rather, where he clarifies in what cases we say we have the chazaka that people are only going to be intimate in a mutter context, and when we don't. Not necessarily. I'm sorry. I mean, this wasn't a thing in, when I was in YU, obviously, but from what I've gathered from, like, life or, you know, movies, like, that university students with roommates are sometimes intimate and their roommates know that they just close the door, right? Like, there are times when people are intimate, and remember, they're not in front of Edim, they have Yichud in front of Edim, right? I mean, you're telling me that it's never happened, that, that's what I'm saying. Right, because correct in a Hanami. Now, it is worth noting that in the Bahag, Rabinovich knows that there's a girsa issue. The Bahag has Amar Amim Rishmei the Rav, Akol Bol Daitok Mar Bia, Vahani Mil Bistam. Avol Perish Amar Betchila Beve, Mugdeshet Betchila Bia, Vim Amar Atsof Bia, Lo Mikacha Atsof Bia. Now, etc., etc. Now, some say the Magi Mishnah has the Girsa in the Rambam, Mikacha Beve Bistama, which is how he gets to the notion that he poskens like the Bahag. But Rabinovich says you don't need that. He says you don't need that, right? You can get that same from the fact that he says that it's totally bedaito, the very fact that it's contingent on his dot. So now let's just finish the halacha here. Vamikadesh bebia daidog marbiya ukshi yigmar biyato tiyomikudesh. So when they complete being intimate, so then they are married. Uvein shabala kedarka, uvein shabala shalok kedarka reza mikudesh. It doesn't matter if it's normal intercourse or not. Now this is right. So clearest in the Yerushalmi in the first halacha and kedushin. So Gemara there says Rabbi Avo b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan k'tiv ki matzei ish shochev im isha b'ulad baal hagatz mecha. Right, you should know afilu lo kanya ela b'bia. Even if they only had kedushin with bia, amr etar abba achrav bechenek. Someone who's with her afterwards is bechenek. Lo sevdar b'kedarka el afilu shelo kedarka. Right, meaning kedushin is sufficient even with bia, therefore anyone afterwards would be eshet ish. And it's even shelo kedarka and Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan lo tzricha shelo mikedarka in tema mikedarka lama li ba'ala filo acher kaidan itamon ba'ala shnayim rishon b'skila. He says, how do I know that? Because of the case of Nara Betula. Right? Because of the case of a woman who's married and she's a Nara. Right? So if she's a Nara Betula and someone rapes her, instead of getting Chenek, it's Skila. Right? So she needs to somehow be married. Right? Now, obviously, you could have Kiddushin with Kesef and Star, and therefore she could be a virgin and still be married. But he's assuming that, right, that you can, that, no, sorry, it's not that case. It's the case of two, where two people sleep with her, right? Where the Gemara says that one will be chayav with skila, one will be chayav with chenek. Right, so it must be, it was as I said originally, right? That the Gemara is saying that, right, that even you could even have a case of Kiddushei Bia where she's still a Na'ara Betula, but married. Right? So that obviously is only going to happen if you think that she can remain a Betula and still have intercourse.
Why do we have the assumption that they had Kiddushei Bia versus Kesef and Shnar?
Because the pasuk that we're deriving it from is ki matzei ish shochev im isha b'ulad baal. It doesn't say mikudesh, it uses the language b'ulad baal, which the Gemara is assuming means not just that she has a husband, but she has a husband through, meaning, right, b'ula in English is espoused, right, which is related to, which obviously spouse is from espoused, right, that one can become a spouse through being espoused, right, through bia. And the fact that we not just say that a woman can be an Arab Betula after being married, but that she can be married using the word Ulad Baal, meaning she had Bia, therefore we assume means lo kidarka. Right, could have said ish at ish, right? But it says beulat baal. And that's how we derive it, which, of course, the reason is, and what you prove from this, is the fact that both for Kiddushin and you see elsewhere for Arayot, that Biyash lo kederech is Mechayev someone in Arayot, this shows you that it's considered Bia, right? It's considered intercourse, right? Even though it's not procreative, it is halachically Bia, which is why, again, not to get into this too much, but that's why Biyash lo kederech is mutter in the context of marriage, right? Right, that's why the Gemara seemingly assumes that, and why, according to at least some Rishonim, right, Biyashel Kederach L'Anzug marriage is mutter even with Hotzad Zera, because it's formally Bia, so it might be mutter, whereas other acts which are not formally Bia would be Usser with Hotzad Zera, because it's not formally considered Bia. Okay, I think it's time for Mincha.